But then he also took on topics, contemporary topics.
A lot of he's very philosophical. Daddy had very strong opinions, you know, on his beliefs and everything. And he put that in his wood, and sometimes it got him in trouble. But, you know, on the political side of it.
He was interested in the nuclear warfare.
Yes, yes. He did several war pieces that belonged to Gilcrease.
One called Atomic Age.
Yes, and the War Widows.
So was it kind of his protest against war? Was he protesting? And
I don't know if protesting is the right word. He just had such deep feelings about it and the destruction that it caused. So maybe in his mind it was. I don't want to say what wasn't, but he just had very deep thoughts about the war and about politics and showed that in his work. You know, he did a lot of Native American art, but then he did a lot of animals. He loved animals, like I said, animals and kids.
Gilcrease has many, many pieces. How many? About 50-something?
No, I think it's quite a bit more than that. The last I heard, and I'm not sure exactly, but it was around 80 pieces.
And for the record, we should say that Gilcrease is not open right now because they're building a beautiful new
facility, yes.
And we're looking forward to that opening. I don't know when that's going to open.
Mm-hmm,
if it's 24, 25, or 26, and here we're in 2023. Then after he left Gilcrease, he actually worked in Tulsa.
Yes, for Ernest Wyman. Ernest Wyman Ironworks. He designed.
And what was that? Ironworks. What
did ornamental ironworks. It designed furniture. He did tables. I mean, he would carve the design, and then Mr. Wyman would make molds off the design and do his patio furniture and I mean even
chairs,
bedroom
and tables.
Bed frames, fences. I mean, they use that ornamental ironwork
for all that. Gates too. I would imagine
gates
pretty fancy.
Uh huh. He had some specific designs that he did for Mr. Wyman.
I wonder if he thought, I can hardly wait so that I don't have to work for somebody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, like I said, they have 10 kids. So
right.
He had to work to be able to do his artwork. And he would, like I said, he'd catch a ride to I don't know if you're ready for McDonnell Douglas yet.
Yes.
But from Mr. Wyman, he went to work for McDonnell Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
He was a die maker at McDonnell Douglas. And there was a wall by where he would stand, a concrete block wall, and he would sketch all over that wall during his day. And when they got ready to, in fact, he has a print that's called Stone's Wall of Conception from that, took a picture of that piece of concrete block wall. Anyway, when they got ready to tear down the building or whatever they did out there, they were going to give that piece of wall to us, but it didn't work out. So we didn't get it. But
whatever happened to it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to have it, but I don't know what happened to it. So he did that, and he worked for them for about 10 years, and he got sick. He got spider bit, and he was off work for 2 weeks, and then they laid him off. So it's kind of like, okay, it's decision time. Can I make a living off of my art? And that's what forced him to make that decision to go art full-time.
In 1961?
Yeah, early 60s. I'm not sure exactly what year. I was maybe 8 or 9.
Okay.
So, and he would always bring me, his ride would drop him off at the down at the road, he would save me something in his lunchbox. And he would always, one day he brought me a little horned toad that had shown up at work, and he brought it home to me. And I would always run to meet him when he was walking up the hill and see what he had left for me in his lunchbox. So
a horn, not a real one.
Yeah, it was a real one. Somehow it came, you know, they used to be over here in this part of the state, a lot of them.
Horned toads?
Uh-huh. But now they're all pretty much western.
So
west.
Did he develop and love of animals to you and you too then?
Yes. In fact, I rehab wildlife.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all owls right. And
did you ever try to be an artist?
He told me that I was not, since I was a female, I couldn't sculpt, which made me not very happy. But he told me I was supposed to paint.
Did you try painting?
Yeah, I do. I paint. I paint and I do glasswork, fused glass on my paintings, paint the canvas and then add. But I lost all that in the fire, and so I don't know where what I'm doing now.
But you have that creative, that artistic feel in you.
Yes, I still have all these ideas in my head. I just don't know what I'm doing with them at this point.